The Supreme Court will consider two challenges to President Trump's authority. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. One case it'll review involves the wall, the other asylum seekers. Fox's John Decker is live in Washington.
Trump versus Sierra Club concerns a challenge to the president's constitutional authority when transferring military funds to help build the border wall. At issue is how much discretion courts should have when the president seeks to repurpose $2.5 billion in military funds in the face of what he determines to be a national emergency, the influx of immigrants and illegal drugs along the U.S.-Mexico border. The other case the Trump administration is appealing are lower court rulings invalidating the so-called Remain in Mexico program for non-Mexican asylum seekers, mostly from Central America. Dave?
John, on Thursday, Senate Republicans plan a committee vote to approve Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Democrats oppose her as too conservative and believe the election winner should choose the nominee. Talks continue on more Corona financial aid. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told Fox,
if Nancy Pelosi will be reasonable, she'll find the President of the United States to be reasonable, and we'll get something across the finish line.
Now, the House Speaker has said a deal has to be done by tomorrow to get stimulus out before the election. Early voting started today in Florida. President Trump will campaign in Arizona the day after he called his Democratic challenger corrupt and not a nice guy.
Joe Biden doesn't have any events on his public schedule until Thursday, so the campaign is hoping his comments on COVID over the weekend stand until then.
Fox's Peter Doocy. Biden in North Carolina said the president keeps lying and making things worse. A manhunt that started in Tennessee ended in Georgia.
Police in East Ridge, Tennessee, near Chattanooga, say Christopher Kitts was the man who shot one of their officers Sunday. He's dead following a shootout early this morning.
Fox's Evan Brown, the wounded officer, is in stable condition. America's listening to Fox News.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearinghouse will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line? quick refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Our brains aren't fully developed until we're 25 years old. Marijuana use inhibits brain development, causes permanent IQ loss, and leads to long-term dependence. In states that have passed measures like Prop 207, more teens get a hold of marijuana and use it, putting their brains and futures at real risk. Prop 207 would allow marijuana sellers to lace candies and cookies with marijuana, fill vape pens with high-potency pot, and advertise them all on social media, a teen favorite. Even kids too young to use could be at risk. When you drop off your child at daycare, you don't expect the caregiver to be stoned. But under Prop 207, there's nothing stopping employees from using marijuana and then heading into work. Protect our kids and Arizona's future. Visit no207az.com and vote no on Prop 207. Paid for by Arizonans for Health and Public Safety, not authorized by any candidate.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
This Mask Up message is brought to you as a public service by Bowman Smith & Callen, Yuma's people's lawyers.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 99, the high this afternoon, 67 overnight tonight. Again, 99 and sunny tomorrow, 65 tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunny and 96.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner, and I'm an attorney from Decent Garner and Hansen, and we do estate planning, but we talk a lot about community events and politics and relationships. Today, we're going to talk about things that work. Everybody wants to go in and, when they're using a product, know that it works, and we have a lot of infomercials out there that they talk a lot about the science behind this new gadget or a new product. Maybe it's a new cleaner, something that is going to change and revolutionize your life for the better. That's going to make it easier. They show soaps that get scum off of bathtubs and toilets that you just put them on and boom, it's clean without any scrubbing or any effort on your side. And then they talk about the chemistry behind it and why it makes it look so clean without any effort. And you and I, as conscientious consumers out there, we look at all of those with a bit of skepticism. Are you a skeptic, Russ, or do you buy into a lot of that stuff?
I'm a skeptic, and but it doesn't mean that I walk away immediately. I want to, prove it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I hear you, but I'm a skeptic, so I'll tell you I'm a skeptic, so show me.
And we see it on TV, and they show, This is real time, and they show the stain evaporating, or they show the product working without flaw. And have you ever bought one off of those TV ads?
Never have.
Okay. So the last time I bought one was about 15 years ago, and I was getting tired of the price of razors, and I saw this TV ad where there was this gadget that could sharpen your razor. And so I thought, well, that would be pretty good. And the science made sense to me. You attach this little roto zipper thing on your razor, and it's got sandpaper, and it sharpens up your razor, and you can use it again and again. And it made sense to me because I don't throw away my knives every time I use them, right? I don't throw away my lawnmower blade every time it gets dull.
No.
But razors were chucking every time they get dull, and that for me, that's about, you know, 10 uses. So, and that's with the expensive razors. So I thought, okay, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy this thing.
To sharpen them.
To sharpen your razor.
I've never heard of it.
Supposed to work for any razor. Well, yeah, you haven't heard of it because it doesn't work.
Okay.
So it was on for, I don't know, maybe a year, and then people caught on to it that it didn't work. So 1995, right, that they advertised for it, I sent in for that, and then it was another something for this special deal. I could get another one free for just an extra shipping and handling,
yeah,
which ends up being like another $20. So I'm $40 into this investment. And I'm really excited when the package shows up, and I try sharpening the razor, and yeah, I had big scratch marks on my face because it just, it didn't work, right? It made the razor really dull, and it just pulled out whatever hair it got a hold of, and the rest of it just, you know, chomped my skin. So, and we're used to that as consumers when we watch these late night ads on TV. Most of these products are gimmicky.
Right.
They don't work. So what I want to talk about is things that work and how can we decide between what works well before we take the plunge, before we invest our time and our money into either the product or the type of thing that we're going to do. Sometimes it's not just a product, maybe it's a service that we're going to rely on to rest easy at night and to fix our car or to fix our relationship or to fix our financial well-being. And so to start off our show, I think the best way is to introduce a success story.
Okay.
So we've got the success story. This is a marriage anniversary. It's a 46-year anniversary of Carol and Steve Lundgren. They got married when they were 18 and 19 years old, respectively. So very young. So we're going to get them on the phone here. And as I give a little background to the story, and I think they're expecting my call, so let's see if we can get them on the phone. Russ is dialing away over there. I am a parent, and I've got 6 children, and my oldest daughter is 18 years old. She's about to be 19 in April, and she's dating, and she's out there in college. And it scares me to death to think that she's about to choose a life partner. And I want her to wait. I want her to spend some more time getting experience out there in the world, understanding what opportunities are available to her, how many people are there available, and have this a good, long, healthy relationship before she gets married, because I'm just scared to death as a father that you know, my baby can marry somebody that can influence her life for good or for bad. And so now we've got Carol and I hope Steve Lundgren on the phone. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Sure are.
All right. So, first, happy anniversary. And second of all, I want to know, are you happy?
I would have to say absolutely.
Sean, it's actually 47 years.
Oh, it is.
I'm extremely happy.
So, you got married, am I right, 18 and 19 years old?
That's right.
Yeah, just a month shy of being 19.
So how did your parents take that? Because you're the grandparents of Gracie, and, you know, Gracie is 18 years old, turning on 19, and she's out there dating, and I'm scared to death of her contemplating taking this plunge into marriage. How did you guys feel, and how did your parents feel when you guys were dating and going, deciding to get married?
Well, you know, my parents got married young, and I don't think that was a surprise to them. I think it was a surprise to them because I had just graduated from school, and I was starting to attend AWC, and then I was going to go on up to ASU. not that it was customary for members of our church, the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. It was pretty common for young men to go on missions, and I had actually saved all my money for my mission, and this sweet girl come by, and I knew her mom and dad in our church. Her dad was my bishop for a while, and you know, I got to know the family, and I would check her mother out at the grocery store. I would, you know, bag her groceries, and after I, you know, got to know them, got to know Carol, it was kind of like a no-brainer, and I didn't want to risk her not being around, so I took the plunge, and I was excited to do it.
So you didn't go on the mission, which is highly recommended, and in fact, I would say that it's one of those things that it's socially abnormal for a young man that's 19 years old, 18 now, not to go on a mission.
Right.
And you didn't go on a mission. You chose to get married instead. How did that go over with your to-be father-in-law, who was your bishop?
You know, he didn't serve a mission. But I think, Sean, because we were, you know, we were active in the church, it wasn't like I was doing something wrong. It wasn't a problem. And we always knew that, you know, someday that we would maybe want to serve a mission as a couple, which is something that you can do in our church. And in fact, we have since then. We got to serve and we left our business and went for 3 years and went out and we were the president over a mission and had to kind of deal with a bunch of young men. And that was kind of interesting because, of course, we had all daughters. But it was a neat experience that we both shared together.
So, Carol, Mom, I want to get your perspective. How did you feel? 19 years old, did you feel that you were still young and naive, or did you know everything like most teenagers do?
Well, you think you know everything, but I was, and I would, looking back, consider myself quite naive. But
had to be to marry me, Sean.
I'm not going to comment on that because I cherish my relationship with my in-laws here.
But at the same time, Steve was hardworking. He was responsible. I felt like my parents saw that in him because he'd been working for a long time. His parents expected him to pay for his own vehicle and insurance, pay for his own cars once he got a job. And so he had started and began a good work ethic at a young age. And I think my parents could see that in him. And for that, I felt confidence in him, knowing that he was going to more than likely be able to take really good care of us because he wasn't afraid to work hard.
So how did you break the news to your dad? Steve, did you go through the formal permission asking process of approaching her father and asking permission to marry her daughter?
You know, I actually did. We're actually out of town, and my older brother had just got engaged, and I was actually up visiting him, so I wasn't even in Yuma. It was up in Utah, actually, and I was trying to build up enough courage to say something as we were in the car with you know, my future in-laws. And
so you're on a road trip with Carol and her mom and dad?
Yes, exactly. And so Carol says, "Dad, I think Steve has something he wants to ask you." That's how it started. And I went, "Oh, my goodness."
How far away from Yuma are you at this point? Could you walk back?
No, we were in Utah. So and then I think Carol's mom said, "Well, why don't you come up into our motel room and we'll talk about it?" And then that was where it was. So we were knee to knee sitting across from the two beds they had in the room because there was no furniture. So it was close quarters, and I laid out all my plans and told him what I wanted to do, and and said that I'd really like to take your daughter off your hands, and, which was probably not a good thing to say. But anyway, we and then we wanted to, you know, we had a our date that we wanted to get married, and they said, well, we like everything, but we want you to move the date up, and we thought that was great, you know. So we moved the date up, and that's how it went.
Wow. So what has contributed? Well, we're going to come back, but when we come back, we have to take a break right now. I want to talk about what has contributed to 47 years of a successful marriage. So we have to take a break here. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Donya Weeks. I've been with the station 4 years now. The best part of my job is working every day with local small business owners, helping them promote and grow their businesses and participate in local events that not only celebrate the Yuma community, but also help keep it close-knit and strong.
Apply online at edbroadcasters.com/careers.
You've helped them every step of the way, preschool to elementary school, elementary to high school too. For too many, this is where their journey ends. The cost of college, vocational school, or other continued learning is simply too much. So I encourage you to open an AZ 529 education savings plan. I'm Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee. You can choose from a variety of plans. Funds can be used for a range of educational expenses and educational choices. To learn more, visit az529.gov.
Are you sick and tired of high utility bills? Well, so am I. I'm Eric Slum, candidate for the Arizona Corporation Commission. APS is asking for another rate increase in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. That's a slap in the face to every Arizonan who's had to sacrifice. I will vote no on the APS rate increase. We can't afford more utility rate increases. I'm Eric Slum. Read more about my plan at ericslum.com. Paid for by Slum 2020, authorized by candidate Eric Slum.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at 1hourair.com.
Good comfort is just a call away.
The general election is coming up. I'm Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, and here's how you can vote by mail. October 23rd is the last day to request a ballot by mail for the general election. To get yours, visit arizona.vote. Voting by mail is secure, reliable, and convenient. Complete your ballot and mail it back as soon as possible. Or you can take your ballot to any official drop box or voting location in your county. To request your ballot by mail, visit arizona.vote today.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. We do estate planning, but we talk about a lot of other things. And mainly, we talk about things that work. And right now, we're talking about a marriage that has worked for 47 years. And I've got Steve Lundgren and Carol Lundgren on the phone today. And Carol is a Lyons from the Lyons clan and makes up part of the Lyons and Lundgren dynasty. That is Lyons and Lundgren Roofing. So I've got them on the line, and the question is, what do you attribute to the success that you've had in your marriage over the past 47 years?
Well, thank you for asking that question. It's a good time to think about and reflect on what we think has probably helped make a good relationship over that many years, and we all know that we didn't begin with an instruction manual as at the beginning of our marriage, and so you're trying to figure out things as you go. But as I thought about that question, I would have to say that probably one of the biggest factors is the fact that if we can be interested in each other's hobbies or different aspects of our life where we have different responsibilities that we're involved in, if we can have each other's interest at heart in supporting them and maybe even assisting if it's possible to help each other in our different responsibilities, then I feel like we'd become less self-centered. And I think it really does attribute to making a marriage stronger when we're not doing, so to speak, just our own thing.
You know, I live next door, and so I get to see the real picture, because a lot of families and just,
easy, John, easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is all good. So I get to see that you guys work together constantly. You do a lot of yard work, and I don't think I've ever seen just one of you out there in the yard. If I have, it's because the other one's going inside and grabbing some water or, you know, something else for the other. And so you're constantly together. So not only are you married and your relationship works, but you're actually working together. And why is it that you want to be together all the time? What is it that keeps that attraction so strong?
I think that we have common goals. We both want certain things out of life, whether it's the temple things of taking care of our yard or raising our families. I feel like that through the years, we've had the same goals where we wanted to help raise contributing individuals in life, and that we wanted to help them have the best foundation they could to help them go forward. And I think that our goals in work, whether it's him earning a living and me taking care of the children, once he got home, we still supported each other in helping in the responsibility at home. It wasn't him just go to work and me take care of the kids. Once he came home, he was helping support the kids in their activities and helping me even around the house. And I feel like that we both had the same goals, Sean.
Well, congratulations. I see you guys and I admire you. And in fact, everybody that I know, we run into a lot of the same circles, looks at your marriage as an example of one of a success story. And so 47 years, and that was married at 18 and 19 years old. And so I guess the theme of it that I take away is that it's not the age that you get married, it's the attitude that you contribute and to one another. And it's not all a bowl of cherries. It's a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of selflessness that goes into it. And that's what I see. I see when dad's out working, if he needs something, that's your number one priority, is to help him get the project done, whether it's working in the yard or working on the roofing company. And when something's going on in your life, I remember when you had a surgery on your thumb, he would not only for sure be there when that happened, but he called the doctor. He called the doctor personally and said, how are things going in your life? Are you mentally prepared to operate on my wife's hand? And that shows a level of concern that's just, I think, the main contributing factor to your success. And that's looking at it from just a spectator of somebody that wants to achieve what you've accomplished. So congratulations and happy anniversary, Mom and Dad.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
That was nice. You do need to take a break.
Okay, this is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. It's Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
There's a major election coming to Imperial Valley. Board seats are up for grabs from Imperial Irrigation District, and you have an opportunity to take action. Your Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce endorsed Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. Well, what does that mean for you? It means the right to go solar. It means the right to safer, more affordable energy. It means protection from rising electricity costs. Vote Javier Gonzalez and J.B. Hamby. Paid for by Renova Energy Corporation. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
This Mask Up message is brought to you as a public service by Bowman Smith & Cowan, Yuma's people's lawyers.
Every year, it gets harder to earn a decent living and get ahead in our state.
While food, housing, and energy bills get more expensive.
So what do the special interests in Sacramento do? They put Prop 15 on the ballot, the single biggest property tax increase ever.
An $11 billion tax increase in the middle of a pandemic.
It gets worse. Prop 15 doesn't just hike taxes on small businesses. Prop 15 hikes taxes on the farms that produce our food.
Meat, poultry,
fruits, vegetables,
dairy, nuts, grains,
even wine.
A tax increase on farmers is a tax increase on everyone.
California can't afford Prop 15's higher taxes and food prices, especially now.
Join California family farmers and vote no on 15.
Ad paid for by family farmers against Prop 15. Stop higher food taxes.
committee major funding from California Farm Bureau Federation, Western Growers, and Agricultural Council of California.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner, attorney with Decent Garner and Hanson. I do estate planning, and that's what I do every day. And I really enjoy it. And a lot of people think that that is weird, and it may be, because I enjoy getting very in-depth into estate planning laws, but not only the laws, but the policies behind the different institutions that the clients are going to have to deal with to make their estate planning work, like the banks, the financial investment firms like, say, Merrill Lynch or Ameriprise or Edward Jones. So, and also title companies like Chicago Title and Pioneer Title and those types of companies that will be involved in the transaction of the house being sold when mom or dad or both have passed away, and the children are going to divide up the estate. And so we got to know how it works on a ground level. And that's what we do on an everyday basis, because knowing the law is great. Knowing the physics behind a product is great, kind of like the razor sharpening deal, yeah. Right? The physics behind that sharpener and the concept behind it was great. But when it came to the fact that it didn't sharpen the razor, that the razor's got a blade that's so thin, and for whatever reason the sandpaper chunked it up, and so it scratched my face up instead of sharpened it and made the shape cleaner, that is what I really cared about at the end of the day. I didn't care about the physics. I cared about whether it really worked.
I'm sure it was guaranteed, though. All you had to do was pay for postage both ways. Right?
Yeah, yeah, and deal with, you know, yeah, the non-existent customer service on the other end.
Correct.
And so that's what we want to be. We want to be a place that we've got an establishment here, brick and mortar, where people can go. And we talked about this when we were off the air for a little bit. We talked about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And with Precision Automotive, you provide automotive services. And that's a tough business to be in, because there's a lot of things that can go wrong with the car. There's a million things that have to be going right for it to run right, but only one thing that needs to go wrong for it to give you some big trouble.
In essence, you're right, yeah.
But you've got this establishment here in town, and you've got people that will face you and look you in the eye and say, okay, if the vehicle's not working, what is your policy if it's not working?
You mean if we fix it and you're not satisfied?
Yeah.
Well, we just redo it. I mean, we have a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty with all our work.
And that's amazing.
And that's just on our invoice. I mean, it's hard printed on the invoice.
Yeah. And that's quite amazing. And the fact that you're here and people can come to your shop and look the mechanics in the eye and talk to them and say, it's not working if it doesn't work. And sometimes it doesn't, you know. There's a lot of things outside of our control, and we're all human. We're trying to fix things as we go. But if you're there and you stand behind your product,
right,
and you stay in business, that's because you do a good job.
Oh.
And you do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, and we do encourage them to talk to the mechanic directly. We want them to talk to our mechanics. Most shops, you'll never meet a mechanic.
Yeah.
You know, you never see them. You don't know who worked on them.
I can't even get a mechanic on the phone when I call some of these dealers. Seriously, I've called three or four times, and to get the service department is one hoop, and then to get the mechanic on the phone is, that's ridiculous. So when it comes down to estate planning, we meet with people. You get face-to-face consultation with an attorney that talks about your individual situation. Now, I had a couple of lovely people in last week, and I see probably about 3 to 4 appointments a day, and I spend an hour and a half with each of my clients. Well, at least I allocate an hour and a half aside for each client that comes in for consultation, so we can understand what their situation is, what their end goal, what they want to accomplish is, and then understand what their assets are, so we can figure out how to move those assets from their estate to their children when they pass away. And so I had these lovely ladies come in, and they had an estate plan already worked out. They just wanted a small tweak, and we looked at it, and they were best friends. They'd been best friends for a very long time. And one had the other one named on all of her accounts. So she was a joint owner on all of her accounts. So if something were to happen to her, her friend We'll call her friend Sue, and we'll call her Jane. Okay, we got Jane and Sue. So Jane has Sue named on all of her accounts, and if Jane got sick, Sue could come in and manage her accounts, write her checks for her, and make sure that her day-to-day finances were taken care of.
It's a big trust.
It is. It is a fantastic trust, and to have a friend like that that you can trust in is an awesome accomplishment and a thing to have in your life. Here was a problem with that plan. If Sue got in an accident or got a divorce or had any type of liability, then Jane's assets would be compromised because Sue was named on the account, not just as a power of attorney, but named on account.
Did they realize that?
They didn't until I explained that. And that's not what they were looking to accomplish.
Right.
And that other thing was there wasn't a backup plan. So there was a will that they had drafted out, and they had used the assistance online to have a will created in a template, and it looked good. The template looked fine. But the problem was it named Sue as the beneficiary, and then it stopped there. Now, if Sue passes away, what's going to happen?
I don't know.
Sue didn't have any kids, and so if Sue passed away, then the estate plan would end. That could happen at any time. If Jane was in a period of incapacity, that could happen. And so the estate plan, the idea of it working was good, but the practicality and the likelihood of something going wrong was very high. So that was the problem there.
And then it would just go to the state if there was nobody, no heirs. It would just go to the state. The state would have to figure it out.
It could very easily
judge.
It's a department of the state of unclaimed funds. There's a specific department that the state has, and it's unclaimed funds. And it could either go there, or it could go to the distant relatives of Sue. And that's not what was wanted, because who is named in the will, because she had a will that named Sue as well. So Sue's heirs would get it, not Jane's heirs, because they named Sue's heirs.
Even if she had passed first?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so it was her, and in the language that comes from most of these wills online is, it says either per stirpes or down to their descendants.
Wow.
And or their next of kin. And so since Sue didn't have any descendants, it would go to her next of kin, which that could have been her second cousin or great uncle or something like that. And this is something that Jane never intended her assets to go to. So we had to figure that out. And what it came down to is we put together a estate plan that was simple in concept, but it actually worked on a practical level. And so what we did is we ended up putting her accounts in a trust and naming Sue as a trustee of the trust. So Sue could still write checks on Jane's behalf, but if something happened to Sue, there was no liability for her creditors to get into Jane's account.
Right.
Sue's liabilities would not affect Jane's account. And then we set up some contingency plans. Now, it turns out they really liked animals, and they had several shelters that they wanted to set up to be a contingency plan to receive those funds. And so we set those up on a contingency basis to have them receive funds for distributions, and we also set up trustees. Now, we, as a law firm, can serve as trustees because some of these animal shelters, they wanted to turn the money over directly to them and let them use it for what they saw best, and others, they wanted specifically for spay and neuter purposes. And if they weren't going to provide spay and neuter services, like for feral cats and... there's that service that is adopted by the Humane Society that they spay the cats or neuter the cats and then they release them back.
Right.
And that helps control that feral cat population. And if that was in place, then they wanted the money to go for that. So we can serve as actually the trustee to hold that money and provide for those services, compensate the Humane Society or whatever organization it is that provides those services. And if they didn't, for some reason, they changed agendas and they didn't want to do the capture, spay or neuter and release policy, then we as trustees could redirect the funds to another organization that would provide those services, and we could accomplish the goal of our client by following that through.
So they got all this done. How do they feel now?
Well, they felt really good when they left. It's bizarre because I'm used to when my clients leave, they come in and they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders, and they feel like they've got either this big issue that they don't know how to resolve, or they feel like they've got it all resolved, and then we kind of point out where some of the gaps are. And at the end, they feel so good, they want a hug, right? And I'm fine with that. We'll give them a hug, and there's some tears, but it's good tears. And now we're just like, we do this air shake or this bump of the elbows, and it feels very awkward, so I can't wait to get back to some sense of normalcy. But no, they felt very good.
Good.
A good sense of relief.
Good. I would have expected that to be the case.
Yeah.
Especially when they realize, like, oh, we didn't have it all cleaned up as we thought.
Right.
That's got to be quite a revelation. Like, oh, my goodness, I thought we were in good shape, and we potentially could have been a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. And it was only one illness or one accident or one heart attack away from every plan that they had in place just going up in smoke. So that's what we do. We sit with people, and we meet with them on a regular basis, and we put our experience and our expertise to work for them. Now, we've done over 15,000 trusts. I've lost count.
Wow.
So, having done that many trusts over a period of, the business has been around for 45 years. Larry Deason started it over 45 years ago. And I'm seeing more than half of my business are family members that are coming back after the original client has passed away. And now we're helping them understand the process of administering the trust and dividing out the estate. So I work just as much in the part of distributing the estate as I do putting it together. So I understand how it works on both ends, and that makes me a better planner when we're putting things together, because it's not just theory about the plan. It's, this is what's going to work when we get it all done. And then we're running up on a break, so this is 560 AM KBLU. We'll be back with more things that work.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals, where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Star Favreau. I've worked for El Dorado here in Yuma for 16 years. El Dorado has been a steady and successful place to work during all the economic ups and downs over the years, and it still is today. I work in accounting and human resources and enjoy a fast-paced but fun work environment.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yacht parties, sexism, women forced into silence. That's Mark Kelly's shameless cash grab. Mark Kelly got paid to star in sexist marketing campaigns, selling high-priced watches while treating women like props. But Mark Kelly's record only gets worse. Kelly sat on the board of a national restaurant company accused of sexual harassment by at least five women.
While Kelly helped direct the company, they forced female employees to sign away their rights to sue for sexual harassment. Silencing women by forcing them to give up their legal rights, Kelly and the company CEO partied on his $40 million yacht while women lost their dignity and their rights. It's just another example of the sleazy things Mark Kelly's done for a dollar. That's the real millionaire Mark Kelly. He sold us out, and he's wrong for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
Be sure to listen for the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports. Brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma, your community, your hospice.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. And we do estate planning, but we talk about a lot of other things. And I like to talk about boating a lot. Today, the theme of today's show is things that work. And so my boat got wrecked. I think it's been 3 months now. So I was wakeboarding behind it, and I'll just give you a brief backstory on this. My daughter likes to go wakeboarding. I love to take my kids out there tubing and wakeboarding. I don't get out too often on the tube or the wakeboard anymore. I'm getting old and frail. As soon as I hit 40, my warranty expired, and everything started falling apart. But so I like to take my kids out there, and they have a good time. So we were heading out on a Monday evening, and we were talking about what we were going to do, different things we were going to try on the wakeboard. And as soon as we're launching the boat, it occurred to me that my daughter, she had split her eye open on the 4th of July, which was a Saturday before that. So this is, I guess, the 6th of July on a Monday that we're going out. And my brother was able to successfully surgically glue it back together. And so it held really well, and the scar was going to be very small. But it was no time for her to go wakeboarding, because it only would take one fall, and that would pop right back open and, you know, possibly risk infection or a big scar. And so I said, you know, Gracie, you can't go wakeboarding. And she was real upset and trying to talk me into it. And I said, listen, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a compromise. If you just calm down, I'll wakeboard. She's always trying to convince me to go, and I'll let you drive the boat. And so that was something she agreed with. So we got out there, and I got behind the boat on the wakeboard, and I was going around a little bit. And she was watching me more than she was looking ahead. And got a little close to the shore, and so I let go of the rope. And she went to turn to do the U-turn, but turned in towards the shore. And so there was a face-off between the boat and a rock.
Who won?
Yeah. The rock.
Oh.
So the boat has a big crack in the hull, and we're still waiting to get it fixed. I guess it's too hot during the summer months for the fiberglass and all that. Yeah, to set properly, or I guess it does it too quickly or something. So anyway, we invested in a new boat, and so I've got a different type of boat. It's a jet boat now, and I've always gone with these propeller boats. I like the way they steer. I like the way they just react. And so I've got this jet boat, and it's a totally different animal. So I've been working all summer on how to get it, the jet boat to ride and pull like a regular propeller boat. And I've done pretty good as far as the tubes. I put some implements on it to keep the spray down for the tubers and to create a big wake so that it can bounce them and the wakeboarders can jump off of it. And more recently, we've been trying to create a really big wake because the biggest thing now, the most popular thing out there on the river, is surfing. Have you seen that, surfing behind the boat? Okay. So these boats, what they do is they weigh them down and they create this huge wake. And they call it wake surfing because it creates a literal wave, and you get out there on a surfboard, and it's a smaller surfboard than you'd normally take out on the ocean, but you get up as you normally would on a wakeboard, but there's no bindings or anything, it's just your bare feet on this surfboard, and the surfboard's got some buoyancy to it, but you only got to be moving about 10 miles an hour, and then this wave pushes you, and you throw the rope, it's only about, I don't know, 15-foot rope, you throw it back onto the boat, and you surf, and that wave will continue to propel you forward at the same speed as the boat.
How long? I mean, you could do that for 5 minutes or 2 minutes or a minute?
As long as, if you're going in a big circle on the lake, if you're out there at Senator's Wash, you can do it as long as the person can, they keep it in the put. They call
so
it the push.
It'll be perpetual.
Yes.
As long as you balance.
They call it the forever wave.
Wow.
And so it's really like people that like to surf and like water sports, it's a dream because you don't have to go out there in the ocean and look for this perfect wave to come along because it is an endless wave.
And you've been able to figure out how to do that with your new boat.
So we're working on it. So there's a lot of different contraptions that are sold, and there's a lot of forums that are people that are trying to do this. You can't do it with a stern drive boat, okay? So a boat that's got a propeller on the outside of the boat, right, whether it's an outboard or an inboard outboard where the propeller is right there at the stern of the boat, you can't do it because it's too dangerous. If you fall forward, there's a chance that you're going to get hit by the propeller, and that's not an option.
Yeah.
So these boats that do it, they're all direct drive or V-drive boats with the propeller directly underneath the boat, so there's no chance of the person behind the boat hitting the propeller because it's way underneath the boat. But these jet boats, they provide that opportunity because a jet doesn't have any propeller.
Right.
So you can fall face first, right behind the boat, and nothing happened.
No danger.
Yeah. But the thing about the jet boats is they're really buoyant on the water, and they don't push the amount of water that is needed to create a wave. So what you've got to do is you've got to alter how the water comes in to create that big curl behind it for someone to surf. And so there's these implements that you can buy. Yamaha, which is a maker of these jet boats, and Sea-Doo, they create this thing that is called a wake booster, and it's about $1,000. And it's supposed to work, but you've got to weigh it down with a ton of water. They call ballast, these ballast bags. And a big name in ballast bags is Fat Sack.
Okay.
So there's this Fat Sack that I bought for mine that's 1,100 pounds. It'll hold 1,100 pounds of water. And I put it on the back of my boat. I fill it up, and I'm going to test this thing out. I've got this new implement that's going to pull water in and create this big wake. And I'm holding on to this Fat Sack as it's getting full, and my boat is, tipping. And the Fat Sack starts to roll. And we were starting to have a discussion as we're inflating it whether or not it's going to sink to the bottom or whether it's going to float. And we don't know. And so it starts to roll off the end, and I try to salvage it. Well, it's 1,100 pounds, and it rolls over the top of me on my swim deck. And then we plunge into the water. So it didn't work at all. And I haven't got it to work great yet, but the point of the story is things that work require experience.
Yeah.
We have experience doing estate planning. I don't have experience yet doing surfing behind a boat. That's it for today.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.